For items 1 to 10, listen to a part of an audio guide in a museum of modern arts. Decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true, A, or false, B, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin. And now we meet Big Julie. She was painted by our next modern master, Fernand Léger. Big Julie has her long arm looped into some sort of contraption on the right side. Can you figure out what it is? It could be a garden hose with a sprinkler attached. Or maybe she's in a marching band. Oh, I've got it. It's a bicycle. Like lots of ladies in paintings, Big Julie is dressed up in something nice. See the pearls around her neck? And she has a flower in her left hand. But what a hand! And look at those arms! A hug from Big Julie would be like being hugged by a machine. Thanks. Pleased to meet you, too. That wasn't a problem for Fernand Léger. He really liked machines. They were the most exciting things around. He had grown up riding in a horse and buggy, and not long after, people were zooming across the sky in flying machines. If you were an artist and had to pick the most exciting thing from your world to paint, what would it be? This piece of art, called In Advance of the Broken Arm, started out life as a snow shovel. And it still is a snow shovel. It's just hanging from the ceiling of a museum instead of being propped up in somebody's garage. The artist, Marcel Duchamp, didn't make it. He took it home, signed his name on the handle of the shovel, and declared, "This is art." Marcel Duchamp broke every rule in the book. He just took ordinary things, like a bicycle wheel or a bottle rack, and just said they were art. Why? Because he said so. No one had ever done anything so strange before, and the idea caught on. Other artists started looking at all the ordinary things around them. Could anything be art? You'll see some of the things they made later on in the tour. Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen to the text again. Now we begin. And now we meet Big Julie. She was painted by our next modern master, Fernand Léger. Big Julie has her long arm looped into some sort of contraption on the right side. Can you figure out what it is? It could be a garden hose with a sprinkler attached. Or maybe she's in a marching band. Oh, I've got it. It's a bicycle. Like lots of ladies in paintings, Big Julie is dressed up in something nice. See the pearls around her neck? And she has a flower in her left hand. But what a hand! And look at those arms! A hug from Big Julie would be like being hugged by a machine. Thanks. Pleased to meet you, too. That wasn't a problem for Fernand Léger. He really liked machines. They were the most exciting things around. He had grown up riding in a horse and buggy, and not long after, people were zooming across the sky in flying machines. If you were an artist and had to pick the most exciting thing from your world to paint, what would it be? This piece of art, called In Advance of the Broken Arm, started out life as a snow shovel. And it still is a snow shovel. It's just hanging from the ceiling of a museum instead of being propped up in somebody's garage. The artist, Marcel Duchamp, didn't make it. He took it home, signed his name on the handle of the shovel, and declared, "This is art." Marcel Duchamp broke every rule in the book. He just took ordinary things, like a bicycle wheel or a bottle rack, and just said they were art. Why? Because he said so. No one had ever done anything so strange before, and the idea caught on. Other artists started looking at all the ordinary things around them. Could anything be art? You'll see some of the things they made later on in the tour. Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of the listening task.